body is very thankful for what I've gone and done to it. It's enjoying the rest, but I must admit I am starting to think I'm going to miss it a fair bit. I've been catching up with the boys and hearing about them training and getting ready for games, and I'm, you know, the feet are getting a touch itchy, but no, it'll be nice to put the feet up and rest up and get on with another part of my life.
Does it change the way you approach each day at the moment?
Well, I certainly get out of bed a little bit less sore, which is a very good thing. But no, it's sort of strange. I think not just the 12 years that I was at Geelong, ever since I was, well, probably about 8 or 9 years of age, everything was always about getting ready to play footy on the weekend, have a kick with your mates, and that'll be very strange. But at the moment, I'm really enjoying it. I'm relaxed and I'm keeping myself pretty busy and looking forward, obviously, coming down to Tassie and get to do things like that, opportunities to get to see a bit of Australia, and it'll be great fun.
Obviously now all your attention turns to commentating too. Is that exciting?
Yeah, it is. It's something that I'm really looking forward to. I suppose I still get my footy fixed by staying involved in football, but it's from a different angle and seeing a different side of things. So it'll be good. I'm fortunate, I suppose. I get to work with some fantastic guys who are really good at what they do, and I'll learn a lot off them. So it'll be a great experience for me. And as I said, it's a way to still be able to be involved in footy, but just not the real intense pressure of being involved at a footy club.
Bit of a question mark over the Cats now for this year because they've lost all that experience. What do you think about the season ahead?
Well, I know I am biased. I completely understand that, but I think there's no reason why Geelong can't be right back up there contending for what they did last year as well. They've still got a fantastic bunch of guys who can play footy, plenty of experience, and there's a lot of young guys who now get even more opportunities with me going, Otto going, Dasher and Moons. There'll be some great young guys running around out there who hopefully with a bit of experience be bigger and better than anything we were ever able to do at the footy club. So it'll be great. I think it'll be good for the long-term health of the footy club.
Does it bring Geelong and also the Magpies back to the pack this year with a couple of changes at both clubs?
Oh, I think the competition's just getting tighter and tighter. There's just so many good players and so many good teams. This year coming will be a very, very tough year to win it. I honestly believe Geelong can be back up there in that position to win it, but Collingwood will be very good again. Hawthorn will be extremely dangerous. I think Carlton will improve again. But you'll see big improvement from teams like Fremantle, Essendon, Richmond, Sydney again. They'll keep pushing up. So there won't be too much weakness in that competition, apart from obviously GWS coming in their first year. Will probably struggle early on, but they're